Hello and welcome, welcome to episode 16 of the... What's this podcast called, Marjorie? Marjorie, hold the sign up. Thank you. It's called the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast. This is episode 16 in Welsh. That's in Deg Shwesh. Thank you very much. Round of applause. It's taken me how long to get that right? I do apologise for getting all the numbers wrong before. I started at 15 correctly. This is 16. There we are. Well done. Well done me. This is, yes, let me introduce myself. I'm Kevin Green. I am the host of the Scary Tales from the Scary Places podcast. And with me in the studio, we have the ever lovely, ever silent, ever gorgeous, ever wonderful Marjorie. You are. Yes, you are. Looking particularly lovely today in your turban. And that lurex body stocking with hobnail boots. What a vision. A vision. And also with us, well, not with us, but soon to be somewhere with us later on, is the roving reporter, Janice, who will be doing whatever she's doing. If hopefully she's got out of that room. Bedroom 2 from last time. She sounded like she was having too much fun in there getting goosed. Anyway, what is this one all going to be about today? Well, we've got an extraordinary story for you today. Oh, Wales's first printing press in a cave. I can't wait to tell you. But before I do, Marjorie, some music, please, Marjorie. Thank you. Oh, listen up, Marjorie. We've got a corker today. A real corker, yes. This episode 16 is about Penryn Old Hall in Penryn Bay. Yes, as it stands at the moment, it's a 14th century house, if not a little earlier, 12th century in parts. But, there are possibly a royal palace was built there in the 8th century. Place Penryn. Oh, ancient stone house. So, think about the history. It's just heaving with spirits and paranormal activity. Heaving. The place is just heaving with them. Oh, we've got mournful monks wandering around the place being mournful. Yes. We've got cross soldiers. We've got sad girls. Well, we get to her later. My word, what a sad girl that is. Ladies are wandering about the place being all spooky. If you go in it, at the moment it's some sort of restaurant and hotel. Now, if you go there for a lovely, lovely bijou munch up on something gorgeous, you'll probably have salt thrown all over you by some naughty little boy. Yes, some beastly child throwing salt all over you. Oh, yes. So, what about the tragic tale of the girl then? Oh, what happened there? Why is she so sad? Why is she so sad? Shall I tell you? Shall I? I will. Ah, it's a tragic, tragic tale. The girl was supposed to be a daughter of the Pugh family. And can you imagine what happened to her? Well, yes. The Pugh family was a devout Catholic family in a time when being Catholic was very dangerous, because the country had become Protestant and Catholic was outlawed and you were liable to be burnt at the stake or hanged or something ghastly. No, the daughter of the Pughs, one of the daughters, fell pregnant. Oh, yes, out of wedlock, the dirty little madam. But she was in love, and she wanted to marry the father. But guess what? Oh, the father was a Protestant. Oh, no. Oh, the family was so scandalised that she wanted to marry for love and he was a Protestant. Do you know what they did? It couldn't be allowed, of course, according to them. It couldn't be allowed. And so the tragic girl was murdered by her sisters. What a carry-on. Oh, goodness me. It's a bit much, isn't it? Her sisters murdered her. Oh, and she's often seen in grief on the steel, but I'm not surprised, are you? I'm not surprised she's seen in grief, really. Been murdered by her sisters, all for love. Ah, she wanted to love. She wanted to love her love. She wanted to love her love. She did. Oh, she's often seen in grief on the stairway, looking for her true love and her baby. Oh, no, it gets worse and worse. This poor thing. Oh, dear. Oh, one moment. Oh, I had to stop there for a moment. I got a bit of the old emotion going there. Oh, I quite choked up for the poor girl. Oh, dear. What a tragic thing. Oh, what a shame. Oh, now, what about the Pews and their history? Now, the Pews, the Pew family, were a Catholic family. They were devoutly Catholic. And they sheltered the odd Catholic priest there. Come, shelter you. Within the hall, and they had the priest there for Catholic services and for tutoring within the faith. And it had to be really hush-hush, you know what I mean? Very hush-hush. And they used to have places within the hall. So they got a priest hole. They got a priest hole where the priest could hide if a group of marauding Protestants came around and said, "You got any Catholics in here? You Catholic? You got any priests? You aren't any priests?" And they would say, no. And he would hide in a priest hole, usually in the Tudor bar, hides a priest hole. And but eventually, they were found out. They were found out, the Pews, they were found out. And Robert Pugh and the priest they were hiding, William Davis, fled from the house. They were forced to run for their lives, and they fled from the house, and they went to the caves on the Little Orme, which is a sort of headland, which is very near Penrhyn Bay. So they fled to the headland, and they lived in a cave, can you believe? They lived in a cave. They were, for many years, they lived in a cave. They were discovered in this cave in 1587. But before they'd been discovered, but this is the most bizarre thing, bizarrely, they had managed to smuggle the first printing press of Wales into the cave. And, I mean, you can't make that up, can you? I mean, they managed to smuggle in the first printing press in Wales into a cave on the Little Orme, and they managed to produce the first, or one of the first, printed books. It wasn't the very first one, but it was one of the very, very first ones. And it was called The Christian Mirror. Now, in Welsh, this is going to be a challenge. In Welsh, it was Idrych Christianogol. There we are. That's something like that. And it was The Christian Mirror. And it was printed in 1587. Ah, and it was this printing of this book that probably led to their discovery. I don't know. They probably saw the smoke or something. I don't know how they managed to work it. But there we are. What a bizarre thing. How extraordinary. And of course, once they were discovered, they had to fled. They had to fled. They had to flee. Again, they had to flee. And they were finally arrested in Holyhead in 1592. Now, things didn't go well for William Davis, the Catholic priest. After this, they were. It didn't go well for William Davis. He was convicted as a Catholic priest, obviously. And, oh God, brace yourselves, he was hanged, drawn and quartered in Beaumaris. Now, if you don't know quite what that means, I hope you've not eaten anything, because here we go. First of all, the said priest, Mr. Davis, would be fastened to a wooden panel or a hurdle and drawn by a horse to the place of execution in Beaumaris, where he was hanged almost to the point of death, but not quite dead. Then he was emasculated. By that, I mean he had all of his genitalia lopped off. He was disemboweled. Then he was beheaded. By this stage, hopefully he's dead. Oh, dear. And then he was quartered, which means, I do feel very ill. And then he was quartered, which means he was chopped into four pieces. Chopped into four pieces. That should do it. Yeah, that should definitely finish him off. I think the chopping into four pieces would mean he's definitely done for. He's not going to come back from that. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, and it says after that that it seems like someone must have chopped his hand off because his hand, a withered hand, was found at Plas Penrhyn. Yes, how it turned up there. Someone obviously took it as a souvenir. Oh, hello. Someone obviously took it as a souvenir, which is a bit macabre, isn't it? Oh, I like that. Oh, that looked just lovely on my sideboard. A withered hand. Oh. Anyway, Mr. Davis, after all of this, was finally beatified by the Pope in 1987. Now, that means he can have the title Blessed, and that is one step to sainthood. Ah, so that's one thing for him. Anyway, goodness gracious me, what a story, what a story. What do you think about that? How bizarre is that? Having the first printing press in Wales, in a cave on the Little Orme, then being hanged, drawn and quartered. Oh, God, and having your hand chopped off and ended up turning up at the place. Oh, goodness me. Disembodied parts. We all need a disembodied part. Heaven's sake. Marjorie. Fetch the bucket, Marjorie. Oh, goodness. Oh, what a story. Marjorie, I need some music. Something calm. Oh, something light would be good. Thank you, Marjorie. Yes, Marjorie, yes, yes, yes. La 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 la. I like that. Oh, raise the spirits. Oh, get away from the bucket. Oh, raise the spirits, raise the spirits. Now, let's move on. La 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 la. And to onto our roving reporter. And to meet the Janice. Hello, Janice. It's time for your bit. Thank you. Oh, don't go. I hope your bit's a little, doesn't make you feel quite as ill as mine did. Are you there, Janice? Janice, calling Janice. Earth calling Janice. Come in, Janice. Are you there? Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here. It's very lovely down here, I must say. What a lovely day it is. Oh, it's very lovely in Penrhyn Bay. Oh, I can see the Little Orme. How nice. Isn't this lovely? Oh, who knew it was... Oh, all that stuff went on here. Oh, lovely. Well, I'm sitting in the Penrhyn Old Hall, and it's very lovely indeed. I'm having a little munch on my dinner. Yes, very nice. Having a lunch break. And it's very lovely in this room. It's very nice. Everyone's been very friendly. And, ah! Someone just thrown some salt at me. Oh, my God. It's another beastly child. Another beastly child has just thrown salt at me. If it's not a ball, I'm not being hacked to death. It's salt. What am I attracting all these spirits? Now that's enough. Thank you. Oh, now, after I've had my lunch, I shall have a wander about. Because they've said I can have a look upstairs. And I might go upstairs. Oh, actually, I'm going to go and have a look at it now, to get away from this beastly child. God, throwing salt at me, honestly. Right, I'm going out of the room now. I'm going. Where am I going now? I'm going up the stairs. Oh, God, what's that? What's that girl doing there? She doesn't look happy. She does not look happy. Oh, dear. Another grief-stricken girl. Oh, dear. What's the matter with this one? Oh, she don't look well. Oh, dear. Oh, I'm sorry, love. I don't know where he is. No, you're dead. You're dead. You're definitely dead. Oh, what is it with these things? They think they're still alive. Oh, anyway. Nothing else has happened. It's very lovely here. It's very lovely. I'm going out for a walk on the Little Orme later. Yes, see if I can find the cave where the printing press was. Although I think the cave has now gone because of the result of quarrying, I think, before the First World War. I think the cave has now gone. But I shall have a look, see if I can find any remnants of it. The odd bit of lead type, perhaps. You never know. So, Anyway, it's a lovely day. I've not been assaulted too badly today. So it's back to the studio. Thank you. Thank you, Janice. Thank you, Janice. Oh, I'm pleased you're having such a lovely time down there. You deserve it. You deserve it. Have a lovely time. Then this has been episode 16 in Welsh. That's Undegwech of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast. With your host, Kevin Green, with the lurex-clad, hobnail-booted, turban-hatted Marjorie, and the lovely, lovely Janice, who at this moment is probably wandering along the little Orm in Llandudno, or Penrhyn Bay, as it is. How lovely. Hopefully we'll see you again very soon, tomorrow, or the next day, or whenever. So please, 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 please join us, if you can. And we'll make your day for you. Thank you. We'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.